Podcasting like we mean it. Welcome to show 65 of the Red Boy Podcast, featuring me, Absolute Amy.
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?
Hey, this is Shelley from Shelley's Podcast, deep in the heart of Texas, and you're listening to Red Boy and Absolute
Ma'am,
Amy.
Ma'am, come on.
What?
Come along.
What?
You're drunk. You're under arrest.
Okay.
I've got a quota to fill. Come on.
Bye, Red Boy. Bye.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you give that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? Yeah, there's my wife. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest, and you are listening to one of my dear friends,
Absolute Amy. Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of Central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast. Once again in the cornfields. Welcome.
Break
to
it down.
Ooh, it's my. All right. Amy's the hollaback girl of the week.
Well, Matt's taking us down DJ Lane.
Matt's been playing in GarageBand this week, if you can't tell, kids. Another mix. Thank you to Shelley from Shelley's Podcast for that little
that
intro.
That was awesome.
That was part of our, if you didn't catch our last show, where we were talking about the Texas bar law or drinking law, no drinking in a bar law.
No,
it makes no sense.
No intoxication, apparently,
yeah,
in
don't
a
get
bar.
Drunk in a bar. That makes sense. But Shelley did a little recon for us. So she
thanks,
actually,
Shelley.
She actually copped to the fact.
I'm really
that
so sorry that she
got
in
arrested.
Trouble. With
she
the
did
authorities.
Say she had one beer to make it authentic.
I tell you what.
And if you have a chance, go over to Shelley's podcast and visit her for us. She has a.
It's tough being a podcaster down
it's
in
tough
Texas.
Being a podcast pimp in Texas. Yeah. Shelley's got a promo, kind of a contest going on right now with her promo. She has a lot of voices in her promo, a lot of mainly podcasters, but not all of them. But if you get them all right, if you're the first person to get them all right, guess what you win? An iPod Nano.
She rocks. I'm going to tune in.
Well, you got to get the promo right.
I can do it.
You wouldn't have a clue.
I would.
I'm sorry. That goes against our mantra for this evening. Welcome to a kinder, gentler Red Boy podcast. Red Boy this evening.
You got in trouble.
Red Boy.
You got in trouble.
And I have to let you keep doing that. It was brought to my attention by Karen of the lovely, for now, lovely ZNZ podcast, talking about how great the show was. But she does have one comment. Great show, guys. But Red Boy, me, if you tell Absolute Amy to shh or shut it one more time, I will come to the cornfields and ram an ear of corn up your ...
Man, thank you.
So,
girlfriend, we're sticking together.
Wish I had just a clip. Ain't no holla back, girl. So this is all on the blog. I put a comment that I've been put in place, and under penalty of corn, I, Red Boy, do promise here in front of the podosphere to stop shushing Absolute Amy on the podcast. So there you go, Karen. Thank
all
you for
right.
And thank you, Carol and Daryl. Well, different podcasts, but thank you guys for posting it there as well.
Yeah. All right.
So, Amy, please talk. Do whatever you want.
What are we going to talk about tonight? I'm just reading through my notes. I even made notes for one of my segments.
I know.
I'm excited.
We have a new segment coming up this evening. Look forward to that.
Oh, boy.
But speaking of the promos, oh, yes, Mr. C's coming up.
All right.
Speaking of promos, though, grab our promo, please. We don't have any contests going on. We're not giving away nanos. We're not cool. Or not nano. I mean, I wrote nano. It's a shuffle. Sorry, I lied. I said an iPod. Correction, please note, it is not an iPod Nano. It is a shuffle.
Oh, Shelly's wow. No wonder I was so excited. But
2 minutes ago, Shelly's having a heart
attack. I have a shuffle. I don't need one. Okay. I don't need to go out there and guess them. But I'll go to her show, though, because it's fun.
Shelly's podcast is fun.
I love that.
So, yeah.
So, guess what I did this week?
What did you do this week?
This past week, I listened to my first complete podcast because, as you all know, I am now at home. And I actually have had a little bit of time now to decompress. And part of my decompression is listening to a podcast. And I listened to The Last Israelisms podcast.
You starting off slow.
Well, it was awesome.
Didn't you get a couple in? You started listening for it's
Worth.
I did,
and I listened for what it's worth. And another one out there that I've got, but I'd have to go and look at my notes.
But got to give you mad props. You're getting
I am actually getting out there, and I'm doing that again. I listened to Illinois' last one.
Well, that was like 6 months ago.
Exactly, so. But I've been listening to that like easy. On. Keep up and Illinois. I also listened to Blue Dog Banter.
Yes.
My own, I listened to Israeli episodes had just a great time.
I know. We're getting you in there.
Now I feel like I'm really getting more connected into the world.
Well, in your defense, though, your podcast playlist is just a segment of mine. So you'll start to probably throw in some of your own choices.
So it's been fun. I'm having a good time. I'm thinking this weekend I'm going to get in a few more.
We got driving to Chicago.
Because we're driving to Chicago, and then you're going to have little activities by yourself. Listen to some podcasts. And it's always fun because then I'll be hanging out with a friend up in Chicago, so I'll have to bring her over to the dark side.
So you don't think we're so cool because we're podcasters?
Yes.
Who doesn't think that?
Exactly. Who doesn't think we're cool?
Well, speaking of cool podcasters,
we're geeky.
Well, yeah, we are geeky. We did add, for those who care, we added... we did 4 China casts while we were in China last summer. So actually, I made a separate China cast archive. Yeah. So if you're thinking about adoption or know somebody who's doing adoption, you can always send them to the Red Boy podcast and hear our China cast and get a little background.
Yeah, look at that. And I think from our website, you can also go to our blog as well, right?
Maggie's?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it linked, but you know what? I will.
And you can actually go back to July and... follow our journey to Maggie.
It's a blast from the past.
But because tomorrow, 2 years tomorrow, we submitted our application and got the whole process started. So
the long and winding road, as it were.
It has been exciting. Yesterday I gave a presentation.
You did.
And that was very nice. And I've already decided the next time I'm already tweaking in my mind how we do my next presentation.
You're going to start charging people, go on the road. Hey, I charge $2,000 to talk to you.
But I am working on a special podcast. It's going to take a while to get this all put together. But I'm going to sit down. I'm thinking it's going to be probably several short, well, probably be long interviews, but we're going to have to do some major editing. Matt, not me.
We being me.
But I'm going to interview people who have gone through the process, who are at the very beginning stages, and just kind of try
awesome
to
idea.
Hit people at different points of the adoption process. And I'm going to start that out with China, and I'm going to talk to one of my friends who's adopted from China and Korea. And I have a friend who is actually in the process right now of adopting from Korea. So
then maybe do a Skype interview with somebody who's over there. That'd be cool.
I think it would be a lot of fun.
Get that put together.
So I'm gonna be working on that, and it's we're approaching our first anniversary. Maggie will be 20 months this month, and
first anniversary
of our adoption.
Oh, we're also approaching our first podcast anniversary too.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Well,
May 5th is Cinco de Mayo, folks. And so we've got to get together. We're going to have a very special podcast for that.
That'll be a very drunken podcast.
I think we're going to have... I think we need to have a podcast party for that.
A podcast party, huh?
Maybe we have to have some of our central... Illinois podcasters all converge together and maybe Skype in some others. And of course, everyone has to be drinking margaritas. We'll have to get Shelly involved in this. So.
Of course.
And Israelisms. Do you think that Carol and Charlie are drinking margaritas in Israel?
Well, they probably have tequila in Israel, I bet.
I don't know. But, here's something that I'm going to say. If Carol and Charlie are listening, I want some of that chocolate spread that you were talking about. I really want some of that chocolate spread that you put on bread.
Great. I know how much it costs to ship here, but go ahead and put it on my tab, Charlie.
Just let me know. I'll pay to have it shipped over. I really want some of that stuff. I am a chocolate addict.
Yes, you are.
Okay, go ahead. Move right along tonight.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Okay.
Well, speaking of cool podcasts, we are becoming a cooler podcast.
We are?
Well, we're trying anyway. I'm pretending. A lot of podcasts.
We are the coolest podcast in the podcast universe, man.
The podosphere, please.
The podosphere.
We're the coolest podcast this side of our street. Actually, I don't even know if that's true because it's technically Blue Dog Banner's on this side of the street.
Oh, they are too. Doggone
it. I can't even on this side of the street.
Shoot.
All right, this block. There you go.
Okay, the 1200th block.
There you go. The Central Illinois cornfields.
All right.
But a lot of podcasts have been adding this Yahoo rating system box where you can like rate the podcast. So we'd had, I don't know, two or three in there, and I don't think we didn't ask anybody to do this. And Aaron had put a thing that his podcast had become in the top 100 of the highly rated. They have a highly rated and highly listened to. It's sort of like rated really good, subscribed a whole lot. But anyway, he was in the 80s or whatever. So I'm like, it's only like two or three more than us. I'm like, how is this possible?
How is this possible?
What are they using to rate
Come on. We need to be.
So I did a little.
Come on.
In the interest of hoeing myself out, I made some emails. I would say calls, but I didn't call anybody. Some emails to some friends of the show, not like random people. And said, just rate it. Whatever. And actually what we had was more just ratings and not reviews.
What?
You weren't even listening.
No, sorry.
They did ratings.
Hold on. Reading my notes.
Listen, there's ratings and reviews.
Ratings.
You can do one or the other. You can do one or both. You do a rating or a rating and a review. So I give them a 5-star and, hey, this is why it's 5-star, or just do 5 stars.
Okay.
So anyway, so we got like 11 or 12 reviews. Thank you for ratings. Thank you for those who did that. But we only had 3 reviews. So I think, which did move us way up, we're like 82, and I think Aaron's like 80. But even though we're getting more ratings, we're not making that next leap, because I think they use reviews too. So sort of,
well,
how many ratings and how many reviews.
Doggone it.
So if you get a chance, go out.
Go out and give us a review.
It's basically the Yahoo.
I don't know anything about this, but go out to Yahoo.
My point is
I don't even know where you go. Where do you go to get this?
Podcast.yahoo.com.
Oh.
My point is that
I'll put it out on one of my groups and ask people to do that for us.
Point is the podcast rating system from Yahoo's a little askew. Obviously, all I had to do was shoot out a couple emails, and I shot us up to 80.
Where were we?
Below 100, obviously, because we weren't showing up, so.
Now we're showing up. Yay!
I don't know if you can consider it illegally, but, you know.
Hey, whatever it takes, Matt. Whatever it takes.
Okay. I got friends in low places.
Giddy up.
Speaking of friends in low places, it's that time of the week. This week's Earworm of the Week is sponsored by Steve from the Extra Points Podcast.
Yeah.
Steve actually inadvertently gave us this idea. He actually featured the Earworm segment on their new show, himself, Steve. And his wife, Maureen, started a new show called Wicked Good Podcast at wickedgoodpodcast.com.
I know. I haven't got to listen to that one. I'm going to have
it's
to
brand
tune that
new.
In.
I think just show 3 is out.
All right. We'll listen to that on the way up to Chi-Town.
Maureen was a little upset that I'm driving Steve crazy. She says that's her job.
Oh.
But they have a cool thing. I'm going to deviate from the earworm for a second. Scrubbing bubbles, you know, the scrubbing bubbles cleaner.
Yes. Stuff.
They make this shower thing that you hang.
Yes.
Have you seen this? You hang on the shower head and you push a button, you jump out and it goes and sprays bubbles all over.
Except we have curtain.
I don't know if that matters. We'll have to ask some research at. But anyway, I digress. So.
Hey, you know, let's digress again. Who has the prettiest shower in the house?
I know. Who's been using the prettiest shower in the
Matt.
House?
Matt.
Somebody's been showering in my shower.
Yes.
I know.
It's like going to a spa.
Okay, it's not that.
You have the beautiful shower. It is only a little cubicle, but it is the most pretty shower in the world. The most expensively remodeled per square footage.
Per square foot, we've discussed. Yes, yes.
I love it. Okay, all right, never so mind. Earworm of the Week, let's move on.
Courtesy of Extra Points. If you'd like to sponsor the Earworm of the Week, send us your earworm, and we'll be happy to have you be the sponsor. So, brought to you by Extra Points Podcast this week is My Humps.
My hump, 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 my lovely little lumps. Check it out.
And check it out. Uh-huh. My hump, my hump,
I'm gonna give up. I'm gonna give up a little podcasting secret. Actually, I had to pause and bring this up because I realized I didn't bring up the earworm. So,
my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely little lumps. Check it out. Check
my lovely little lumps
in the back and in the front, Amy.
Okay, all right.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
I'm gonna get you. All right, all right. We got the earworm done. Now we're going to Matt's airline choice.
Yeah, I'm working on airline tickets for the conference.
Yeah.
And the perfect plan is Delta goes from here to Atlanta Thursday morning.
Yes.
And I get there Thursday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, they have a flight that leaves at like 10. And I take a red eye back. I don't have to pay a hotel, and I get home Sunday morning. I just saw in our news partner, The Pantograph.
Yes, our news partner, The Pantograph, yeah.
Yesterday, the other day, I should have cut it out, that some kind of strike or something may cause them to have to pull Delta out of the cornfields.
Yeah.
So then I'm screwed. So I don't know what I'm going to do, maybe.
You know, and I don't mean to be a damper on this whole thing, but the next weekend, I think, is our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're going to owe me so big.
I'm sorry. We won't have any money at that point. Sorry.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You better be saving up some cashola, big boy.
Well, then you need to be dancing.
Should I talk about what Oprah had on today?
My lovely little lump. Check it out.
I just love the fact that
the
it's perfect.
The sex diet?
Yeah, go ahead. No, why don't you say that for your Suits to Sweats, right?
I don't want to talk about that during Suits to Sweat.
Like anybody cares? They're not worried about our organization.
The sex diet.
I don't know. All I got to say, guys, is I don't know what Oprah had on there today, but TiVo it and dump it to a DVD.
I'm going
to
tell you what. They had Kirstie Alley on there, or Kirstie Alley, or Kiss
whatever.
Kirstie Alley. But anyway, talking about, no, she's lost like a lot of weight, and she's still working on it. And she's on it. She's doing good. And
is she married? Who's she having sex with?
No, but she's no. This wasn't her diet. She's on the Jenny Craig diet.
Oh,
remember, she's on Jenny.
What's Jenny Craig have to do with sex? Do
I
have
no,
sex with
so Jenny they're Craig doing different things on how people have different diets. Well, this one gal came on and she wrote a book about how sex. Having sex made her lose weight.
Yeah, you burn like 400 and some calories.
No, it was like it was 150 to 250 for per half hour, depending on what you're doing.
Per half hour? Oh, wow, I'm screwed.
I'm really intrigued. I really think I'm going to have to get her book. And then they had another one that could go into my mommy cast, which is sorry, there's a mom who went from being very overweight to she set a goal of going and being in a bikini contest. And lost 70 pounds and ended up winning the contest.
Holy wow.
And some of her exercises, and basically it was like, you know, holding her toddler while she did squats and then doing another exercise. So the whole thing, so I'm going
to. You hold your toddler. Oh, wait, Luke's not a toddler. I was going
to
say,
I'll have to do Maggie.
You'll break your back.
So, but it was very interesting, but I was very intrigued about the whole.
Yeah, me too.
Losing weight with sex.
Where you're like, yeah, you do push-ups on each other. I said, yeah, you do it really fast.
Okay, stop it. Okay, bleep, 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 bleep. Okay, we have might have to put a rating out on this one. So.
Sorry, I just... Okay. I'm having too much fun with you this week. All
right. Let's go into the next segment that you have down
Amy,
on here.
As you don't have to read the notes quite so literal. But as we mentioned earlier, we are taking a little road trip this weekend to Chicago.
And I would like to, before we go into... the cause and car basically I think bitch session on this. I would like to congratulate our friends Craig and Lisa.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for them. I wish them a long life together. And now we can go into the segment.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
He's your all best right. friend. One of your best friends.
He's not this good of a friend. All right, I don't know who out there is. All right, this is not in Chicago. It's in Orland Park, kind of a way
okay,
south.
Okay, we're level. And we're south.
And, yeah,
so and we're cheap.
We're not cheap, but you quit
your
jobs.
Cheap.
We're broke, is the problem.
No, we were cheap beforehand.
Okay,
we're
so,
frugal.
I don't know who's been in a wedding recently. It's not cheap.
No, it's not. Especially when you have to go out of town and
well,
stay.
I went to Chicago and back for the bachelor party. I probably put $150 into that just in gas, a hotel, and help paying for the party. Now we get to the wedding. Tux. I feel like an American Express commercial.
Cling.
$140. Hotel. $200. Cha-ching. Gas, probably about cha-ching. 15 with the new gas.
My person. Outfit. I think we're up to $100 now.
Oh, cha-ching. Crap. I forgot. No, we're well over 100. I'm already at like 340.
No, I put, no, my outfit alone.
Is over 100?
Well, yeah, with the outfit and the, okay, let's see, the purse and the wrap.
The wrap. Well, you know what? At least you get to keep your outfit. I'm spending $140
to get my outfit is going to be a convertible outfit. Next week, I get to wear it to, I put the little sweater on and it becomes an Easter outfit.
Convertible outfit, top comes down.
Yeah.
Giddy up. So, I don't know. My whole, gas, it's very expensive.
Cha-ching.
And then we're, Amy called me today, and I'm not going to disclose the gift, but it's not a high dollar value. And I said, you know what? That's fine, because I don't know how I'm going to pay for all the other things we have to do anyway to do it. So I don't know.
It's hard.
Weddings are expensive. It's a racket. It's a racket all the way around.
Well, you're spending $140 for your tux you get to borrow. I spent on my wedding dress, because I'm very frugal.
Oh, your wedding dress.
Was $175.
Because you're...
With alterations, it was like $210. And I had a girlfriend who, God bless her, my friend Joyce, who ended up paying for most of the alterations as a gift to me.
And that was very nice. I don't know. My whole point is, weddings are so... I mean, this is how much money we're spending, and we're just guests of the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sure this... Well, how many stinking invitations have we received?
I don't know. I've got them piled.
I mean, every week it's like a new invitation.
We got a wedding invitation, here's this, a rehearsal and everything, dinner.
I mean, it's not anything like... I mean, your parents own a coffee shop where we had...
Yeah.
We had unlimited resources, and we did not have to spend the money on different things like this.
We still had to pay for the postage, though.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Everybody's got,
God bless them. Long life. Hope it isn't going to be a...
No, all right, stop.
A practice like my first marriage was. Lord.
Here comes better Amy.
All right.
Well, here's our new segment, Amy.
All right.
This is
a new
segment. You know,
this should have been my third... This probably should have been my second husband. Should have been Mitch.
Lord. All right. We have a new segment here.
I love Mr. C. I had a crush on him, remember?
Oh, giddy up. All right.
I was married at the time, though, unhappily. But then I met you.
Karen, see what happens when I let her talk? Lord. All right. You got a clip?
I'm just going to mute you. Hey, did you really mute me?
No. Oh. Can you hear yourself?
Okay.
I can. Hello. All right. This is a new segment. Actually, we're just test driving here on the Red Boy Podcast. I think it's good enough to be its own little weekly 5-minute podcast, specifically on landscaping, plants, horticulture. So check out what we're calling the Green Spot with our good friend, Mr. C.
Welcome to the Green Spot.
You mean G-Spot.
With your master of horticulture, Mr. C, here on the Red Boy Podcast.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Mr. C Green Spot, the G-Spot. Mr. C, welcome to the Red Boy Podcast Studios.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're going to try you out a few weeks here to see how you perform in the high-pressure world of podcasting.
And the pressure's on, I tell you.
Yes. Mr. C, what topic would you like to discuss this week?
Oh, gosh, there's a lot of things we could talk about. I have a myriad of topics. What would you like to discuss? You have any ideas?
How about grass seed? I was playing in my yard today with a grass seed. What can you tell us about grass seed across the world? Yeah. Or nation. Go with the nation.
Go with the nation. Grass seed. Well, of course, grass seed is very important if you want to have grass in your yard.
Then you got to mow it. So maybe dirt's a better route.
Yeah, maybe.
Grass looks nicer.
Yeah, grass does look nicer. You probably won't get a ticket by the city if you've got grass in your
yard. Is this a good time of year to start planting? Am I too late? Am I too early?
No, actually, this is a very good time to get your grass seed out. You're looking at a germination on your grass seed, depending on the variety, but typically in this area, you're talking about bluegrass, and bluegrass is about a 3-week, 21-day germination cycle. So you get your grass seed out now, and in about 3 weeks, it's going to be coming up, and about 3 weeks from now is our frost-free date. So, of course, that grass seed just germinating in 3 weeks from now after the frost-free date is optimal. You want to get it out there. It's a good time to get it out now or next week.
Now, we're going to talk about fertilizer in another episode, but the important point is if you do a fertilizer right now, don't put what in the fertilizer?
You don't want a high nitrogen fertilizer, and you do not want any kind of weed treatment in your fertilizer, because if you have something that's going to be a pre-emergent fertilizer or a pre-emergent chemical that's mixed in with your fertilizer, it's going to stop your grass seed that you just put out from germinating. It's going to keep it from growing, and then you're going to have the same bare spots that you just tried to seed.
All right. Now, what about these grass seeds that have, like, it's all in one clumpy stuff? Is that any good? You recommend straight old grass seed?
Typically, I use just the regular old grass seed and throw it out and then rake it in lightly. You don't have to go at it crazy, like, but just rake it in lightly. And then what you mentioned, too, sometimes you see it over the counter where it's mixed with wood fiber or else newspaper fiber or something like that. And sure, that is good stuff. The reason that you have that fiber mixed in with it is to hold moisture close to the soil, and moisture is very important in the seed germinating.
All right, well, there we go, kids. Get out there and put down that grass seed right now. Anybody plant seed in the wintertime? Is that a good time for, like, southern states at all? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Down in the southern states where you don't have cold, as cold a temperature, you've got a much longer growing season, and even in the furthest parts of the country, you've got almost a growing season that's year-round, and so, yeah, you can plant. But you're talking about different kind of grass seed down there. You're talking Bermuda grass or centipede grass or something like that, but not in this area. Central Illinois, you're talking about fescues and predominantly your bluegrass.
All right. Well, if you have more fescue questions or any questions about plants, trees, grass, fertilizer, whatever, email Mr. C at redboypodcast.com. That is the email address, kids. MRC at redboypodcast.com. Mr. C, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time here on Mr. C's G-Spot. So there you go, Amy, the inaugural episode of Mr. C's G-Spot.
It was very good.
So let us know what you thought about that.
He still talks over my head.
I know. Yeah, he's the man is like, he's a plant geek. I'm a horticondriac.
Yeah, that's what
we discussed
you.
That. Yes. We actually recorded a few of them ahead of time. But
I love it.
You know what? Let us know or let Mr. C know. Mr. C, MRC at redboypodcast.com. He'd love to get an email from you. And let us know either on the blog or an email or whatever if you think that would make a good standalone podcast. Then you don't have to wade through our crap to get to it. So there you go. Thank you, Mr. C.
Let's do the idol update next.
All right. Hold on. Amy wants to do her idol update.
And now it's time for the Absolute Amy's American Idol Update on the Red Boy Podcast. Find out who rocks on and who rolls out.
It didn't go your way.
I should have loaded a sad song, Amy.
I know, it didn't go someone's way, and I'm going to fill you in, okay?
Well, I got rid of the song, I was going to play
well, again. On American Idol this week, it was Country Music Week. Overall, I'm going to tell you the show was pretty lame.
It was not so good.
The group of nine was divided into three groups on the vote-off show.
Yeah, that's what it is every week.
No. They dropped them into three groups. They had the top three. They put three on the stage.
Yes.
They put the middle three,
and then they put another three. Okay.
Or, you know, anyway, so.
Yes, please continue.
The top vote getters were Taylor, Kelly, and Chris. The middle three were Catherine, Ace, and Bucky. The bottom three were Mandisa, Paris, and Elliot. None of them who were in the bottom three had ever been in the bottom three. And one of them went home last night, Matt.
It was sad. You told me and I couldn't even...
I am so upset.
I was recording the green spot.
So the person who was chosen to leave last night was Mandisa.
No!
But I want to tell you this. I bet before even the announcement was made that Barry Manilow was on the phone with her people, because I'm sure she has people now, and was signing her to some kind of contract because
he loved her.
I was so mad. It was such a shocker for me because I thought she was one of the better singers in the whole country music fiasco.
You know why I like Mandisa?
My lovely little lumps.
But I will say that Kelly and Bucky were in their element totally. So my friend Debbie, Bucky was like right there. He's found his look. He's got the hair pulled back in the ponytail with the cowboy hat. He looks good. Well, he really does.
He got his grill fixed.
I'm right there with Carol. I think he said some
dental work
done.
Yeah, you don't go from.
But it was one of those things, and I have to say to Carol too that unfortunately Paris is still in it, so she's going to have to suffer through for a few more weeks because we know Paris will be getting voted off in the next few weeks. So now we're down to 8.
Did you know? Oh, sorry. I hate to
and I will. This is a few of my little things about our the hosts of the show, or the judges. Brian Seacrest, he's growing. He's got like Ryan. Sorry, Brian. Brian. Brian Song. Ryan.
Hi, I'm Brian Seacrest. My brother Ryan's on Idol.
So anyway, Mickey. So Ryan, he's got like the 5 o'clock shadow thing, but he's probably it's weird. So he's like growing the beard. Strange. Paula was stoned off her gourd.
I don't know if she
Tuesday
was.
Right,
we got to touch on this.
There's something. She was gone.
She was like laying over like on people.
It was weird.
I mean,
just it was strange. I mean, it was gross too. Just, Randy, in my opinion, enough of the dog. Enough. Yeah, dog.
No,
I can't.
I don't know if it was a vote off show or the first
can't
one.
Stand
what was
it.
Up with his vest?
I don't know. And I did like his glasses this last show.
Glasses were good.
The glasses were good, but the vest was bad.
He looked like a bellhop.
And then
Simon.
The big thing with Simon is Simon just hates country music. He did not have one thing, I don't think, to say nice about anybody.
If I mean British listeners,
it was, but so there's my Amy's American Idol update.
And I didn't know.
I am so sad, though, that Mandisa's gone. I love her.
Here's something I learned about Idol this week. You may know this already, that from Carol's post on our blog, plus Len at Jawbone Radio had something about this. They call Paris Gary Coleman.
Yes,
in drag.
I was. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought she looked like Tootie, but yeah, you see the pictures. She does kind of look like Gary
it's
Coleman.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, she needs to go too, in my opinion.
I tell you.
That's just my opinion, though.
All right, Amy.
So that was my Idol update.
Well, do you want to do our last item, or do you want to skip it this week and we'll do it next time?
No, I thought, aren't we going to do the suits to sweats?
Okay, do you want to do it?
Well, we're going to do that.
I don't have an intro. We can just do this. I drop these crazy. I do it on the daily. Nicely. I'm a suits to sweats, mommy. Yeah, I don't buy you nothing. Sorry.
Well, this week, before I go into this little thing that we've put together, I went out and I presented, someone asked me to come and do a little presentation or talk on our adoption.
Didn't we already talk about this earlier?
Well, no, but I actually did this. I'm doing the segment. Thank you. So
you need an intro.
Went out there.
Oh, wait, I asked for an
but
intro.
But I did officially get my first snub. I did get my, because somebody came up to me and said, "Now, where do you work?" And I said, "Well, I've just, you know, left the bank." And it was the, oh.
Well, you're not educated. I don't need to talk
exactly.
to you anymore.
It was basically that. It was like, you know. And, you know, frankly, I don't give a flying, you know what?
You say.
Finally got it, you know.
Sorry, I'm overdoing the year one.
You really are. But I will tell you, that doesn't matter to me.
I know.
A part of me was like, okay, whatever.
You have more guts than I do. I would not sit in this house 8 hours a day with these kids. I'd be more bald than I am now.
I have to tell you, this last 2 weeks have been great. And I'm sure that there will be some things that will really start to get on my nerves.
Like me, but that's beside the point.
But you know what? I know I'm going back to work. It's not
damn Skippy.
It's not like, I mean, I'm going to probably this fall I'll be doing something, but it'll be in the home. But
Amy, you don't have to go back to work. I got this inside track.
Yeah.
A good money-making scheme. Miss Cleo gave me the numbers.
Great.
We're going to win the lotto. We're
all
set.
All right.
$2.99 a minute, baby.
But anyways, let's go into our
Amy and I,
housewives of the past.
Amy and I got in this conversation. We're just talking about different, you know, housewives and how they've had it, good or bad or whatever. And I'm going to go a little out of order here, Amy. Well, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you who I think. Okay. Here's the breakdown.
We
have the classic.
Who's a
mother?
Who's a classic?
Classic would be
stay-at-home mom.
Stay-at-home mom would be June Cleaver
from Leave It to Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know she was. You
Honey,
know,
I'm
just
home.
Doing it all. She was like, "Hello there, Ward. Oh, Beave. Oh,
yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Honey." You know she was the classic. You know, here's your lunch.
Yeah.
Now, Beave, did you drink your milk today? And everybody chuckle.
Yeah.
Then the old school, we have Wilma Flintstone.
She had. I mean, when you got when you Wilma
have a was a pretty rockin', mom.
How long did it take you to think of that one?
About 2 seconds.
You know what? When your sink is a elephant trunk, you know you get rough.
No. It was there was an animal underneath the sink.
The sink faucet was an elephant trunk.
Yeah, that's right. Here we are doing things. You can't see us. We're doing arm motions.
But here's where we're drawing the line. Those two moms actually did the housework themselves.
Yeah, they were the houseworking moms.
Now here we have the retro rich mom.
Yeah. Carol Brady. Okay, she had Alice. I know that they had a combined family of the three girls and the three boys, but it's like Carol.
Six kids, one income.
What the heck are you doing at home all day?
He must
nothing, because Alice is doing everything.
I'm telling you, Mike Brady must have made a lot of money designing houses.
He was an architect.
Six kids, a housekeeper, and your wife is sitting around eating bonbons and telling Alice what to do.
But she always had nice negligees.
Good for her. All right, but then the future rich housewife.
Judy Jetson.
No, I don't think it was Judy. Is that the mom's name? Is that Judy?
No.
Judy's the daughter.
What was it?
Daughter Judy? Wait, Jane. His wife. Sorry,
okay.
Jane Jetson.
So Jane Jetson. She had the rockin' life.
Okay, and he just worked for the cog company, Spacely Sprockets. How much money is this boy putting down?
All I'm telling you is...
You had a robot, and you sit around your
they
ass
They had the
doing
robot... Who was doing everything? Was it Marge?
You get your retarded. I don't know what the robot's name was. You got your kids flying around on saucers. The one.
It was awesome. I mean, the dog had his own treadmill.
Well, you want a Roomba, Amy, so you're not.
I'm going to tell you what. Jane had the life.
Have you seen the new Roomba? The Scuba. It will mop your floor.
Okay, but I am talking about Jane now. Jane had the life. And doggone, I'm going to go back to this. It's 2005. Why don't I have a car that flies?
Because you talk too loud into your mic.
I was told, like in junior high or grade school, that I would have a car that flies by this time.
Back to the Future told us we'd have flying cars in 4 years. Detroit,
I am
get
not
on
happy about that. Okay?
Oh, sorry.
There you go. There's the suits to sweats. Not really. My hump.
All right. Amy.
Okay.
Are you done ranting?
I'm still upset about not having a car that flies. And now I can't afford one because I'm not working.
Yeah. The car that flies is going to come out costing way more than we're going to be able to afford.
Next week, we're going to talk about the Wiggles workout.
You want your car to fly? Buy a Yugo. Push it off a cliff. Next week, what we're going to talk about?
The Wiggles workout.
Oh, yes. The Wiggles workout. Didn't we come up with another workout, too? Oh, the Lazy Town workout. All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on another Red Boy Train Wreck podcast. We will have a song coming up after our outro here. This is actually a parody, but hang on for it. It's a short 2-minute clip if you'd like to listen to it. It's pretty funny. If you have an email, email us. redboy@redboypodcast.com. Amy@redboypodcast.com. Voicemail. We love voicemail. Raymer, where you been? Anybody
we
else
love
who wants
faxes.
A rant? Yeah, we got another wrong number fax. I don't know who. If you want to fax us a real fax, that'd be fun too. 206-888-GEEK. That's 206-888-4335. Oh, don't forget our good friend Mr. C at redboypodcast.com. He'd love to have an email from you. Or vote for us at Yahoo, or vote for us, I don't know, Podcast Pickle. Just vote for us, you know. Tell everybody you love the Red Boy Podcast. Amy.
Yes, Matt.
What say you?
I don't know.
Okay, you're supposed to do this quick because I cut the music off.
Okay, well, we're leaving. So, we will talk to you next week
for the Red Boy Podcast.
Show 66.
The Red Boy Podcast. I'm Red Boy along with...
What?
I'm Red Boy for the Red Boy Podcast along with...
Absolute Amy.
And we are...
out.
I think I feel a song coming on.
I was hanging at the club when I suddenly gotta take a little trip to the men's room.
Gotta go.
And soon I'd be squealing. Yeah, but got to watch what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As I'm doing the zip thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now I'm on my way to the ER with a rip thing.
Got it caught in my zipper.
It's hurting, it's bleeding, it's swollen. Like I ripped out my colon.
Got it caught in my zipper.
My scream's getting louder and shouting.
Shredder. Just like that flick with Ben Stiller.
Got it caught in my zipper.
I'm crying, I'm dying, I'm nauseous. Wish I was laying unconscious.
Got it caught in my zipper.
The thought of a stripper don't thrill me. Hurry, somebody, please kill me.
Got it caught in my zipper.
It's every man's nightmare, but it ain't no verse. Just a slight tear, player. Yo, it could be worse. Coulda zipped it clean through, left you with a stub. Next time, get a grip before you zip.
Got it caught in my zipper.
It's hurting, it's bleeding, it's swollen. Feels like I ripped out my colon.
Got it caught in my zipper.
My scream's getting louder and shriller. Just like that flick with Ben Stiller.
Got it caught in my zipper.
I'm crying, I'm dying, I'm nauseous. Wish I was laying unconscious.
Got it caught in my zipper.
The thought of a stripper don't thrill me. Hurry, somebody, please kill me.
Got it caught in my zipper.
You know, all the accoutrements